Yeah, I don't know. Butt drugs? Butt drugs, anyone?
Butt drugs.
Butt drugs.
Yeah.
Butt sure, drugs?
If you got some, sure.
99.1 PLR, Chaz and AJ in the morning. This is the place we talk about just clearly bad ideas, and we ship them off to the island of bad ideas. Ruth?
So this one didn't start out as a bad idea, but after a while, it kind of could have been a bad idea to name your pharmacy this, but then it kind of comes full circle. So back in 1952, a perfectly respectable pharmacist named William Blackie Butt opened a small pharmacy in Corydon, Indiana, and he called it Butt's Drugs.
Nice.
That's probably a... This is the time you want to go with your first name.
Yeah.
William's Blackie Drugs.
Williams Bill's yeah. Drugs.
Or name it after the street it's on.
Yeah. Was there entrance in the rear?
So over the years, you know, it actually stayed open until, unfortunately, it went out of business in 2023 after 71 years. Wow. But as, you know, it didn't really have the... You know, the reputation.
Play the commercial.
We're all waiting for you to get to the thing.
So great. Okay, yeah. So great commercial that Rhett and Link did back in 2010, and this is the greatest commercial I've ever seen.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Corydon, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why. They got butt drugs, yeah. And the butt drugs, butt drugs, butt
drugs. I recommend butt drugs for everybody.
I can always count on butt drugs.
When I think drugs, I think butt drugs. For all my health needs, I turn to butt drugs.
You want hometown service and cheap hot coffee
and liquor. Now that's the ticket.
You can tell Walmart, CVS, and Walgreens exactly where to stick it.
We love butt drugs.
I got butt drugs coming out my...
I love butt drugs.
Next to a crack house.
I love butt drugs.
That's going to play in your head all day. Butt drugs.
Boom, boom. And I love that they didn't hire one actor.
Oh, that's great. Yeah, as great as that song is, you got to watch the video. The faces of these people just staring into the camera. I love butt drugs.
Right. You know, it's funny. They should reopen Uranus.
It was definitely the people who were just in there on a Saturday, and they were like, you want to be in this video? They were like, yeah.
Say this.
But drugs.
Isn't it great? It's stuck in your head. It's so
it is.
There's a cry across the heartland, a yearning for the days gone by. And in little old Corydon, Indiana, they're happy and they'll tell you why.
Everybody.
They got butt drugs. Hey. They love butt drugs. Butt drugs. Butt
drugs. I recommend butt drugs.
Oh, and we're hot on it today.
Oh, yeah.
We're asking you right now, what's harder, staying home with the kids or going to work? Call in if you have perspective. If you've only done one, then you really don't know the other.
Mm-hmm.
But what if you've done both, what do you think is harder, staying home with the kids, taking care of the house, or going to work? 203-882-9757. Bill in Westbrook.
No, I'm first out of the shoe. Good morning.
Yes, you are.
Yes, you are.
I think the question I would have asked Rebecca is, what did she do during the day hours when the kids were in school? Because there's a whole difference. Once they get out of school, they get out of their PT, you know, little two-year-old, three-year-old stuff, they go to school. So that's a lot of hours in the day. But to me,
Wait. No, they don't go at two or three. They go at, five, you know, whatever, four?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it depends if you're preschool.
Preschool?
Yeah, I got you. Four or five. Right. Yeah.
So you got four years of, she had Irish twins, and then another one was like a year.
Yeah, and I got 50 years of working for the man, which isn't a lot of fun sometimes either, because you're taking care of a lot of kids then, too.
What do you mean working for the man? What does that mean, working for the man? You mean just like
if I work for someone else, I've got a boss, I've got to report to, and they got a bunch of their rules, and you got to do all that kind of stuff. At least you have your own rules. But I'll say this:
okay,
in my perspective, I think both on any given day, any given week, any given year can be extremely difficult. So I'm going to go right down the middle, and I'm not going to go.
By the way, that's like, oh well, both could be hard,
right?
Well. I believe that they both can be. I think one is more manageable than the other because you can't manage necessarily everything that goes on in an organization, but you can manage your home.
Okay, tell that to three screaming kids. But
really, on a team.
Well, I had a lot in the house. I got it. I understand.
How many kids?
I just thrown that. I've got two.
Okay.
But at any given afternoon, there could have been six or seven in the house, and they're not. You got to keep the kid just like they're, you know.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I know kind of damage and havoc that can be released.
The kind of damage and havoc that can be released with kids.
But that's insurance.
I'll tell you one quick story. And they were like 13 or 14. They came home all dirty and like, where you guys been? They decided to go across to the neighbor's yard and steal a bunch of beer out of his cooler from his bulldozer. And they brought it home and put it in my refrigerator.
It's the kind of nice kids.
They're great kids. So I said, you take it. I said, what you going to do is take it all back. I said, load it
Daddy wants a pizza.
Shirts.
Yeah.
He said, we can't bring it back. I said, oh, yes, you can, because I'm going to watch you do it. You know, running lines across the road to see antennas whip with fish. All that crazy kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well,
I think that was fun. I
got to go.
My wife is a little upset.
Bill,
all right,
thank you, man.
Yeah.
Bill those reminded me of the havoc that kids can bring to the parents. I'm like, oh, my God, my father, my mother. The three of us, the three boys, oh, it just never ended for them.
Yeah. You can reason with your boss, you know? You can have a conversation with your boss.
Kids.
You can't really reason with kids sometimes.
What?
Jonathan Carbeauty, Carbeauty & Company Realtors on. Hey.
Good morning. I had to call in.
Thank you.
So I don't think you know this about me. When my firstborn daughter was born, I watched her from the time she was 8 weeks to 14 months. I literally took her to work with me every single day.
Wow.
When I worked with my dad, we had a playpen set up in the back of the office. And it was a lot of work. It almost killed me. I remember, I'll tell you, I never sold more homes than when I had my daughter with me, though.
And right. It's like having a puppy.
I used to show up at listing appointments in a full suit and tie. I had a briefcase in one hand and a baby carrier in the other. People didn't know what to make of me. But within 5 minutes, my daughter had them eating out of their hand.
Right. And they know you. They know your family. You're part of the family.
Right. Exactly. But I'll tell you, when she was walking, and she was running around my office. She'd be going to other desks. She'd be tearing up contracts, taking paperwork off other agents' desks. I called up my wife one day. I said, it's you or me. She goes, it's me. Stayed home for 9.5 years and very well-raised kids. And I'll tell you, it's a lot of work. Working full-time is way easier, just in my humble opinion.
Thank you. And by the way, the flip house in Waterbury goes on today.
I know. I'm excited.
Nice.
All right.
Someone get a baby over there quick.
Yeah, really. What's your kid doing?
Yeah, I need to be
What's
standing
your kid doing?
With a baby. I need to borrow a baby. What's harder, taking care of kids and the house or going to work? 203-882-9757. Melissa in Bridgeport.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Yeah, well, I'm a female, and I had...
Wait, what?
Well, this is a female name? Wow.
Okay.
Sorry, anyway. Go ahead. I'm being sarcastic. I'm being a jerk. Go ahead.
Yeah, me too.
I know. I had a full-time job. I was a tree climber.
What?
Arborist. And,
wow.
An arborist. And then in the afternoon, after the trees were done, depending on the job, I had a flower shop job. And then I had to go home. My husband stayed home with the kids, because that's what he was. He was a master carpenter, and his job's vary. So one day we're on feast, another month we're on famine. So I like to work. I did not want to stay home with those kids. Diapers and
yeah, good, huh?
Diapers.
That's a good Mother's Day card.
Dark,
even though you didn't want to stay home with us. Happy Mother's Day.
Nope. But when I got home.
You're an outside person. You're a nature person. Trees, flowers.
Right.
I don't want to be around screaming kids in diapers.
Right.
On solids. No.
Hell no. All right. So, listen, Melissa, I just want to get to the core of the issue here. What's harder?
The job at home was worse than my job outside.
Okay. Taking care of the kids harder than climbing trees.
Yeah, because it was like, what'd you do all day? Dude, what'd you do all day? Well, I play with kids. And my kids are grown now. They're adults. And he's still taking care of the kids. I'm like, nope, I love my kids. I just don't like them. You know?
All right, I got to go.
Tell you, that job was...
That's a T-shirt. I love my kids. I just don't like them.
Nice.
All right, Melissa. Well,
thank you.
I got to go. All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, so what was that a vote? That was a vote for taking care of the kids harder than working.
Yeah, I think that's what that was.
Yes.
Yep.
All right, we got another Melissa. This one's in Waterbury.
Hi.
Hello.
So as somebody who had three jobs at one point and then had to stop working because I had a child, I then had to take 9 months off because my son was born disabled, and that was probably the hardest thing, was staying home with the child, because all you see are the walls around you, and taking care of a screaming child all day, feeding them while maintaining the house, that was by far the toughest thing for me, that I needed out and started working a part-time job. And all I'm hearing from the men that are calling in, that's all I'm hearing, is men calling in and saying that they find it very tough to work instead of being home with the kids. But where are the stay-at-home dads that stay at home with the kids? I want to hear their side of the story.
All right, hold on. Let me conference you in with Ed in East Haven. Ed?
Good morning.
Hi. What's harder, taking care of kids and the house, or going to work every day?
Staying home.
That's harder.
Right. Here's why. Here's why, Chaz. When you get to work in the morning, all your ducks in a row, you know how your day is going to go for the most part.
I don't, but go ahead.
Well, okay. The normal.
I'm one phone call away from everything coming apart.
Plus, you work with us.
But you have a schedule. My schedule, I have one. But my ducks ain't in a row. I don't even know where my ducks are. One's a turkey. Because as soon as they come home, chaos ensues.
Phil. Yeah. Hold on 1 second, Ed. I want Phil to join us. Isn't this the guy who had the kids? Remind me of who Ed is.
Ed in East Haven called us. I think we remembered him from saying that he would consistently try to teach his kids about life not being fair.
So he would go
through the McDonald's drive-thru line, get himself a milkshake, leave the kids upset in the car, and just keep going down the road.
Yeah, right. My kids brought you the hand warmers at the when you were in the box with Scott.
Oh, nice. Good kids.
Tough love.
Those are my three.
Good kids.
For the most part, they are. But when they're fighting, it's hell. It's a battle.
Melissa, you agree with all this?
I agree 100%, because you never know which way your day is going to go.
Right.
When you're home.
I picked them up from
school. The kids can have a good day or a bad day.
Yep. If one kid had a bad day, the whole house is going to have a bad afternoon.
Exactly.
Wow. Especially if it's a big one. If the big one had a bad day, forget about it.
Oh, boy. Who's the big one? You?
Are they going to get sick that day?
Hey, Ed, thank you, man. I always appreciate your calls. They're fun, and thanks for coming by the box. I really appreciate it. And you have good kids.
No problem. Thank you for what you guys do. Have a good one.
You too. Hey, Melissa, how's your child?
My child's good. He is 9 years old now and thriving.
Nice.
Yes. And I'm happy that I've been working now for a few years. I even managed to go back to school because I wanted a better career for myself. Yeah.
Wow. What are you going to do?
I became a dental hygienist.
Nice. Cool. You don't talk while you have the tools in the person's mouth, right?
Oh, I do. Absolutely. Every day.
Why do you do that?
Yeah. Get a chance to talk.
It Well, you have to make conversation. It kind of puts you at ease, I guess. Like, because
right. I'm going to give you a little education. We don't want to hear it. We just want to sit there and relax. Right. I'd rather hear the machine going scraping my teeth than listening to someone babble about their lives.
Yeah, and shake your knuckles.
Just kidding. I'm kidding. All right, Melissa.
Oh, my God.
Thank you.
All right. No problem. Thank you.
Right. Motley Crue announced a tour with Tesla and what was the other one? Remind me. It was who?
Extreme.
Extreme, Tesla, Extreme, yeah. Motley Crue. We see some dates in July of them in the area, like New Jersey, Massachusetts, New York. Tom Cantone, president of Entertainment at Mohegan Sun, on the phone. We're going to go to him in a second and ask him about that and other things. First, we have this great debate raging on the show now. Is it harder to stay at home with the children and take care of the house and the kids? Or is it harder to go to work? Abby in Derby.
Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Morning. So I happened to work from home when COVID hit, and I had a toddler. That was a crazy mix. But if I have to think about it, I think staying at home, honestly, especially the age, I had him around when he was three at home, and I would walk into random stickers on the walls, markers, crayons, and then he would blame that his dad did it, who was at work, or a zombie. So it was pretty rough.
I still do that.
When they're three, you can't, they can run, they can walk, they're curious, they're climbers, and yeah, that's a lot.
They're like cats.
It was.
You can't sleep.
You can't. And honestly, these stay-at-home parents, they're just built different than I am. God bless them, because I can't.
I was doing the night Uncle show, Hubs. And I had young Chaz behind me as I was doing a break. And this is back when we played CDs. And as I'm on the air doing a break, I could hear every CD coming off the shelf of the radio station behind me. It's just, he's just pulling them all down. Like, oh, this is going to be fun when I get off the air.
That air check would be fantastic.
All right, Abby, thank you.
Thank you. Bye, guys.
All right, one more, then we get to Tom Cantone. Ovidio in Meriden.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Hey.
My mom had seven kids. And
how many?
She came home from
seven?
Seven.
She had 10 originally, and a couple of them passed away after, pretty much. When we came home from school, my mom used to go. The older ones used to have to take care of the younger kids. I thought it was tough then. I have a grandson now. He's 2 years old, and my wife's real sick, and I am. It's
what do you mean, sick?
Difficult.
Sick like with a cold?
No, my wife's got congestional heart failure.
Oh, sorry, man. Oh,
yeah.
And I have a lot of problems myself. We're both on disability. Ugh. But she used to help me take care of my grandson, and now she can't do it. But people that sit there and say that it's an easy thing to do, it's not.
It's not.
I'd rather work. I work 14 hours at one job, and the other job I work like 12 hours a day. I did that for 16 years.
That doesn't mathematically work. Yeah, you're working 26 hours a day.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Dude works so hard, he gains 2 hours.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the thing is, to come home to kids after working all them hours, that was more difficult for me than to deal with work.
Because they're like, Daddy, and you're like, sleep.
Yeah, I'm tired. Get away.
Yeah, that's tough.
And then, you know.
All right, man. All right, so you're a vote for it's harder to take care of the kids.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, a video. Thank you. And good luck to you, bro.
I just want to say another thing. Mm. Hey, you guys, it's great that you help out these kids with the toy drive and everything.
Thank you.
I'm a kid that didn't have much. And
me too.
People like you that inspire other people to help, I think that's great.
It's the people who showed up and donated online. It's nothing without them. But thank you, Ovidio.
Absolutely. All right. Bye-bye.
All right, brother. All right. Let's ask Tom Cantone, President, Entertainment, Mohegan Sun, all of the Mohegan Suns around the world. Is it harder to stay home and take care of your children or to go to work?
Harder at home, and I'll tell you why. Because those kids are employees of yours for the rest of your life. So, you know, you're going to come. you're going to be stuck with those employees the rest of your life. The other people you might see once in a while after you work, but they're with you 24/7. So you better get that right.
Yeah, and I got to tell you something. If you go into Tom's office and backstage of Mohegan Sun, all the pictures, he could have everyone from Elvis to Frank Sinatra up there with him. It's all his family. There's no celebrity pictures in his office.
No.
No, I never was, Chad. I'm not a celebrity guy where that hangs pictures. You know, a lot of people take pictures backstage, and they just met the guy or whoever it was for a second. Then they put that picture on their wall like they're friends. I mean, to make the wall for me, I have to really know them or we're friends or it's meaningful or it's a memory or something. Just to put pictures up, I went to a friend's house. He had like 500 pictures. That's what he did. He went around. He just got pictures. Backstage, everybody. He didn't know any of them.
Yeah.
You know, but my family is it. And you'll see nothing but, you saw it, you'll see nothing but my wife and my three kids.
Well, I was at your daughter's graduation party, man. She turned out to be a fine young woman. Good job to both of you.
Thank you.
Let me ask you about Motley Crue. They just announced they're going on tour 2026. They're going with Extreme and Tesla. Is that something you heard about maybe coming to Mohegan?
No, I have to say not, but we've had Motley Crue before, and, you know, just them. And so the package we don't have, but we've got so many other things going on. In fact, I'm having lunch today with the legend, Jimmy Coplick.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, yay. Yeah, so Jimmy and I all, you know, off the pay, of course, but, you know, Jimmy and I, you know, we'll talk about everything, you know. So we'll figure that out. But we got a lot of great things coming. And, you know, when we get together, it's no stopping us. And we're up for a Newsweek Casino Best Entertainment in the country. And, you know, if your listeners out there want to vote for Mohegan Sun Arena, I mean, we're up against all the Hard Rocks in Tampa and Florida, all over the country, some big names. We won it last year as the inaugural. It was the first time that Newsweek ever did it. So it's a bit of a ballot stuffer. I mean, you can vote every day, but it's still great, a great tribute to the men and women who run Mohegan Sun Arena. So if all your listeners out there want to vote, you know, I'm sure Jimmy and I would be very happy.
We'll post that every day on our Facebook page. I do want to say yesterday we announced that Quiet Riot is the headliner for the 2025 Chaz and AJ Crabtree Auto Group Toy Drive. And this is all thanks to you and Mohegan Sun and Jimmy Coplick, and we appreciate that.
Really, really happy to always help you. These are the moments that count when we can help use our influence and use who we are to make people happier that, you know, are struggling. And what better gift is that to give back? So thanks to you guys. You always do a great job, and we're just happy to be part of it, always.
All right, we're going to play Wheel of Celebrity Stories. I don't have a wheel sound effect, but all right, I'm just going to pick a celebrity name, and then you tell me if you have a story on them.
Okay. Last time I was 5 for 5.
All right. Nice. AJ, do the sound of a wheel. Pretty good.
Oh, I lose a turn.
Madonna.
Madonna, we've tried many times to get her a bit overpriced over the years, so I don't have a real story.
Have you ever run into her in Vegas or your time in Atlantic City?
No, I didn't have enough material on me, you know. So I would say that we've never run across paths. That was a vague reference to a material girl. I have to explain my material. So, no, I'm going to say that Madonna was not ever on our radar in terms of booking, but we did try.
All right, AJ, do the wheel spin again. Wow, he's gotten good.
Wow. Ooh. That's close, too. Nice. That was tough to do.
Rodney Dangerfield.
Wow. So I have a great Rodney Dangerfield story. When he was red hot, I had him in Atlantic City at the Sam's, and he blew a gasket because in the theater that I had, I turned the theater into a nightclub at night. So up ahead in the grid were all of these, you know, club type of designs and everything. Well, he hated it and wouldn't go on stage and threatened not to go on stage. So I had to sit back in his dressing room. And we're like 10 minutes. The place is sold out.
Now, is this the Rodney Dangerfield that would wear the suit and tie, or is this the Rodney Dangerfield that would wear the bathrobe?
No, the suit and tie. He wore the bathrobe after the show. So the red tie and everything, that was his trademark. So he threatened not to go on. I said, Rodney, you know, I hate to do this, but if you don't, you know, we got a problem. Well, Sinatra will never go out there with all that. I said, just go out. So he goes out, does the show. The first 5 minutes, all he's talking about, he's upset about how the stage looks and how these things overhead and all that stuff, blah, blah, blah. And that was it. Years later, I'm now in Connecticut. I book him, and he wants to have lunch with me. So I sit down, and we have lunch, and he tells me about this guy, this creep, this guy in Atlantic City that made him go out on stage and, you know, going on and on about how terrible it was, and this guy was really terrible, blah, blah, blah. Well, I was that guy. He just didn't remember. I could not get out of there fast enough because we had lunch, and he's going on and on about this guy, and the guy is me. It was crazy.
Yeah, like, I got to get out of here before it clicks in.
Right. Oh, that guy was a jerk. Well,
I'm sure his membranes were burnt out, so he didn't understand. He didn't remember me, but thank God he didn't, because he was so still all these years later. Years and years later, this is still on his mind, and I'm sitting there. I'm the guy you're talking about.
He takes that "I don't get any respect" thing very seriously.
Yeah.
There was no one better doing stand-up. People ask me all the time, who's the best stand-up? Who's the best comedian? Well, Robin Williams, to me, was a genius, but no one was better at the finale of his show. One-liner after another, building into a crescendo. People are screaming at the end, standing, applauding, how these one-liners came out one after another. No one will ever top him.
I think we got to end it there. Tom, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you for setting up Quiet Ride for us. We're going to post that vote on the Chaz and AJ Facebook page every day. We urge everyone to vote every day to support Mohegan Sun and thank them for helping us with Quiet Ride. Thank you, sir.
And have a great Thanksgiving, guys.
You too, brother.
You too. Thank you. All right.